RSN Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express for this Thursday, the 17th of September. They're racing Victoria right on the Murray River at Echuca, and it's a good four the rails in the true fine conditions there. And Mark Hunter joined Michael Felgate a little earlier to explain his best bets, his quaddie, and also his play of the day for this Echuca meeting.
My best is race 5, number 3, Jenkins. My value has disappeared, but it's race 6, number 9, Pina. The quaddie, first leg, will go 1 and 3. Second leg, 5, 8, 9, 11. Third leg, number 10 only. And last leg, the field. And play of the day, I do like my parlays. We'll get one day. So parlay 2, 3, 4. Race 1, number 11, Pinot Party. Race 3, number 11, Grandma Gale. Race 5, number 3, Jenkins. And race 6, number 9, Pina. Parlay 2, 3, 4 will cost you $11 for a $1 unit.
Matt Camardi, he's settling up a few nice chances there at Echuca, but his best comes in race number 6, and the horse's name is Deserved.
I think definitely very, very good value at $11. She's only second time up at, around this sort of distance. I've been sort of quite keen to get her up to this distance for some time now, but she wasn't really performing over shorter. She is stakes performed, though, over shorter, and that, to me, means that if we can find another distance that she's even better at, I think she's an improving filly, a very progressive one. And I think, you know, based on previous form, I think she can really do well here. Last time, first time up at this distance, she had a bit of bad luck in running and had to go wide around the field, but was absolutely finishing very, very well late. The only worry today is, is barrier one. She could get covered up and not find room and a bit of bad luck and she'll find it difficult. But if she can get a good ride and pop off the leaders early in the straight, I think she's got a great chance today.
So that was Matt Camardi there on the Breakfast Club. Since then, that galloper now Deserves. She's into $9.50 from $11. So she's had support. Greg Urell will settle up this lightly raced three-year-old son of Written Tycoon, Black Pen, in race number 2. And this is what he had to say about his chances.
His debut run, I thought, was really good. Still quite new. On a soft track, I think he'll enjoy a firmer surface today. He'll probably have a little bit of room there from that gate to blend into it. So I think it should work out quite well for him.
Racing in New South Wales at Kembla Grange, Shane Montgomery joins us now. They're racing on a good four rail in the true fine conditions. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Take it away with your best bets and a quaddie too, please.
Yeah, okay. I thought in race 1, number 2, High Master was deserving of a bet. It was resuming at Newcastle last start. He kept trying in defeat within this distance range. That was his first start since the stable change. The form stood up from the race, Gareth. He obviously present race fitter today and he can make his own luck up front from an inside gate. So I thought he was suitably placed in the first race, 1, number 2, High Master. Thought the best was in the next race. That's obviously race 2, number 2, Zazu, who's fourth up. He's handed in sound efforts at Gosford and then Newcastle twice since the spell. He's making a Kembla Grange debut today and he's competing in blinkers for the first time. There's already been two horses come out of his last race and win at the next start, and I thought that he might be able to add to that list today. That's race 2, number 2, Zazu. Quaddie today in saddlecloth order in the first leg, Gareth, 1, 4, 5 and 10. The second leg, 5, 6, 9, 11. The third leg, 1, 3, 9 and 12. And then 1, 2, 4 and 10 in the last.
All right then, mate. You confident?
Yeah, I think those two can both get the money. We'll obviously be in a bit of bother if we're none for two after two, but hopefully we can get at least one of them home. But I thought they could both win.
We might need Glenn Maxwell to go and bat for us if we're none for two.
He'll do.
Good on you, Shane. Good punching,
mate. Bye-bye.
There's Shane Montgomery looking at Kembla Grange. They're racing in South Australia at Narromine. In fact, not South Australia, New South Wales today at Narromine. How dare I say that? It's a beautiful place in this wonderful world that we live in. Julie Rowland joins us. G'day, Julie.
Hi, Gareth. You had me worried there. Yeah, I thought we were going to have a rerun of yesterday's Balaclava Cup meeting or something.
I apologise. Can we make some money there at Narromine today?
Look, I think we can. We've got a good program for a Thursday in that area, the big nine race card. And look, I think the best comes up in the first, race one, number 12, Lion Steps from the Jan Bowen stable. She's been having a really good run of late. It's been a runner-up at its past two starts in stronger maidens at Scone. It'll push forward here from the good draw, and I think it'll take plenty of catching with Greg Ryan in the saddle. And the second of my best comes up today in race seven, number nine, the Scotsman. Very good win at Dubbo first up, where he beat Bid to Fame. Went to Coonabarra Brand last time and chased home all the way winner Gold Sky. It'll strip a lot fitter again today and looks to be in the right race here this afternoon with 55.5 kilos on its back. The quaddie numbers this afternoon, I've gone first leg 1, 4 and 5. The second leg, numbers 4 and 9. The third leg is a class 1 maiden mile, and it's the trickiest race of the day. I think load up there if you can afford to. I'm going to put in numbers 2, 5, 6, 7 and 14, and home with 1, 3 and 5 in the last leg.
All right, Julie. We'll go and get them today at Narromine. Thanks for that. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Gareth.
The Whisperer. In the West, race 5, horse number 7. Just looking at the prices there, they're racing at Northern, wonderful part of the world as well in WA. So race 5, horse 7, hills are plenty. Simon Archibald Miller prepares, 4-year-old mare by Fastnet Rock on debut. Sean O'Donnell takes the ride. We can get around $4.40, so hills are plenty. That's the Whisperer selection there at Northern this afternoon. Michael Charge, he's playing at home this afternoon, and boy, like the Cowboys when they had Jonathan Thurston in their sight, they're always hard to beat at home, and Chargey's hard to beat at Townsville, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Gee, I hope I'm right. I hope you're right, mate. That was a good intro. But, yeah, it's good to be at home. They've done a track reno here. This track looks superb at the moment. I haven't raced here for about 4 to 6 weeks, and that's about as long as I've been out of form. So hopefully we can bounce back hard today, Gareth. And pretty confident there's a value to be had today too.
You're the Jonathan Thurston of tipping. There's no doubt about that. Ever reliable. How do we make some money?
Yeah, look, value bet for me is in race 3, horse 1, Bojet today. Bill Penning trains Manu Potgod at a ride. He is a jet over the 1,000 here at Townsville. This horse just forget last start at Cairns. It's not his track. And if they run along, I think it's really going to set up nicely for a horse like him with the blinkers on again today. So Bojet, he's run 3 and 2 back, was superb at Townsville. So I thought he was great value shopping each way. Race 3, horse 1. The good thing came up in race 5, horse 2, Last Chance. Look, I had him as a last chance at Rockhampton 2 back, and he didn't disappoint us. He got up to beat Batter Cat. He then went to Doom, and he got no luck at all in a one metro race, and he was wide all the way. Look, there's only one danger in this race to him, that's Bullion Wolf, but I think he can get the job done for us. Race 5, horse 2, Last Chance.
All right, mate. What about a quaddie?
Yeah, quaddie. We kick off with the first leg being race 5, Last Chances race. So I've just got 2 and 3. As I said, I think Bullion Wolf's the only danger to him. So 2 and 3 in the first leg. Race 6, second leg, I've kept that dream too. 2 and 3 there as well. Dream Big and Michael Slad. Third leg race 7, it's up. I've got 2, 4 and 15 in the third leg race 7. And in the last leg race 8, it's pretty clear cut between two runners, the 8 and the 2. So very, very trim on the quaddie today. And I came up with a real throw the stump in the play of the day.
Yeah, can you just put the phone closer to you? You might have put us on speaker there, Charge. It's just a little difficult to hear you.
Oh, sorry, mate. Windy here. Bit windy today. But, yeah, play of the day today. I've been very adventurous. Here you go. So races 2 to 7. Horses number 2 in each leg to place. It's about 300 to 1. I think it's worth a real throw at the stumps.
Hey, Hall of Famer, Chargey. So races 2 to 7. So races 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7. A six-leg all-up place on horse number 2.
That's it. Oh, seven-leg. Seven-leg.
Seven-leg, I should say. Yes.
Seven-leg. Horse number 2. Yeah, yeah. Just we'll cheer that home, Gareth.
We should call that our Richie Multi.
I hope so.
Go and get them, Chargey. Thanks for that, mate.
Thank you, mate.
There's Michael Charge there. Luke Humphreys joins us to preview a handy enough meeting in Horsham this afternoon in the trots. Good morning to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it is a decent meeting, and there are a few nice horses going around, and there's one race in particular that I'm really looking forward to, race 7. That's a must-watch. There's a few very nice horses going around. So looking forward to getting to Horsham today. A few nice horses going around, mate.
Take it away with your best bets.
Yeah, we can do that. So there's a few we like. Overall, there's three best bets. There are race 2, number 5, the Mosca in the Trotters Handicap. I think he's ready to win. Good run 2 back behind a nice trotter that's a black type winner, and then had no luck at Mirrabarra last start. Now, he has the advantage from a handicap's perspective over the other favourites, so I think he's ready to win race 2, number 5, the Mosca. One that's come up a bit short is race 6, number 11, the Interceptor, but I think he's ready to win. Disappointed on his Australian debut. Really caught the eye his last two, though, so he's ready to win race 6, number 11. Best overall is race 8, number 9, Duty Bound. I think the $3.40 is a really good price. Four starts in Australia for Grant Campbell, a stall victory, second in a good race at Ballarat, fifth in a good race at Bendigo, second in a better race last start at Horsham over the longer trip, and I thought the $3.40 was actually a good price. So he's ready to get back into the winner's list, race 8, number 9. So there's three specials, race 2, number 5, race 6, number 11, and the best overall, race 8, number 9. If you put them in a parlay or something, I think you'll go pretty close with those particular horses. And then from a quaddy perspective, with the value being race 5, number 5, the Ducks, I think that's each way value. Quaddy-wise, took the skinny option. First leg, 5 and 7. Second leg, 11, 1 out. Third leg, 1 and 9, which, as I say, is the race of the day. The third leg, race 7. And last leg, our best of the day, number 9, 1 out in race 8, the last.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks for that.
Always a pleasure, guys. Cheers.
There's Luke Humphreys, Atlanta, $1.65. I thought we might get a better price for her in that race. Luke was pointing out a filly by Better's Delight. She hasn't got great gate speed, but she's nice and short. The horse I'm looking forward to seeing is Jillaby Sylvester. Geez, I know the Lees have got a lot of time for this son of Roll with Joe. Four starts, four wins. He doesn't win by much, but I think he's got a big motor. He's at 380, so that's, as Luke pointed out, a top-class race there at Horsham this afternoon. Hardest racing tonight at Shepparton. Lachie McIntosh joins us. Good morning to you, Lachie.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your specials in a quaddy, please.
I thought we might be able to get some money early. In the second event, my best was number 7, the Big Yin. It's one of the Brent Lilly stable. It's come up $4 on the tab fixed odds. I thought that was a pretty good price. It's drawn the outside gate, but he can work forward and race up on the speed. He was third at his first two starts, and then he broke through for a good win last time out at Kilmore. Showed a bit of dash too. He ran home a quick last half there. So I think he's an improving type. He's been getting better with every run, and he's been winning or racing well at a similar level. He beat a similar level last time out. So I think he's a good bet. Race 2, number 7, the Big Yin. And thought our value for the night was in the first. And that's a Christian, number 8, for Lisa Miles. Horse that's a mare that's never far away. Get a nice trailing draw. The horse that follows out Malinka doesn't have much gate speed, so she might get buried back a bit. But if they go quickly enough, she'll be finishing on well. Matt's a Christian. She's very close to a win at this sort of level. $7 and $1.95 currently on the tab fixed odds, so you can back her each way. And she should be able to fill a slot at least. As far as the quaddy goes, pretty skinny tonight. There's a few shorties tonight. The two-year-old race looks a good race. The third, but their favourite there is pretty short of the Emma Stewart Clayton Tonkin stable. The first leg of the quaddy will go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 11, 12, 13. Take as many as you can afford there. I think that's a bit of a blowout race, the first leg. 11 only in the second leg, and then 3 and 9 in the third leg, and we'll come home with Hestie, number 6. He'll be short and should win the final leg of the quaddy, Gareth.
Good on you, Lachie. Thanks for that, mate.
Thank you.
There's Lachie McIntosh looking at Shepparton. The Meadows tonight, we're back at the Meadows. Georgie Ferrugia's got some winners for us. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your best bets and also a quaddy there tonight.
Yeah, I like one just after the quaddy, race 9, number 1, Lilina. She couldn't have started any better provincially. She's had 11 starts for 7 wins. Some of her times, Gareth, over the shorter distance have been outstanding. But she did come to the Meadows last week, led and got run down. But her time was okay, 30 and 28. She'll derive a lot of benefit from that. She's drawn on the inside, and I think she can lead it all the way. She's got a good one against her in the name of Music Event, which is a greyhound you know quite well. It started its career at Bendigo, but I just like where she's drawn, and I think if she can hold the forward position, she'll be hard to beat. So race 9, number 1. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 1, 2, 7 and 8, into 1, 2, 6, and 8, into 1, 2, 6, and 7, into 2, 3, 5, and 6 to bring us home.
Stay with us, Georgie. I need to ask you about last night, but just quickly, for narrow mind, as we wrap up the Form Express on RSN Central on this Thursday, the 17th of September, Pete wanted to know what Julie Rowland's best bets were at Narrow Mind. They are race 1, number 12, Lion Steps, and Julie's best value, race 7, number 9, The Scotsman.
RSN Central, brought to you by Tabs Treble. First leg quaddy fail? It's treble time. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's help, 1-800-858-858.
Christo Bale was away really nicely. Catch the Thief has to muster underneath. He's within three quarters swinging the first turn. 5.05 to the first split. Catch the Thief opened up a length and a half, but Christo Bale well and truly close enough, although Catch the Thief extends now out by two off the back. 17.55 was the second split. Catch the Thief in front. Christo Bale starting to wind into his work. Catch the Thief first for home. Christo Bale off his tail. He's charging now. Will he get him? Don't know. Very close. Catch
him all right. He got him all right. 29.608 to defeat Catch the Thief, that was heavily supported for that match race and also for the Speedstar event for the sprinters, Georgie. But that race promised plenty, and boy, it lived up to those expectations, plus a little bit more. What a race.
A ripper race, and you don't often see greyhounds run others down in 29.60, that's for sure, if ever. And I think it just showcased what a great thing the Speedstar is. And it was a terrific night of racing, wasn't it? And there's just so many positives, Gareth. I don't know what you think. I mean, you were on track, but the rapid-fire racing every 7 or 8 minutes, I think, is fantastic. I think Jared Daffy's point on your radio show yesterday, that it's bringing in the new age punter. I had a friend of mine who backed the Denver Nuggets into Houdini Boy. I mean, yeah. When I first was going to the TABs, I mean, you could have a win place, Quinella, Quadrella, and maybe a running double. I mean, that's fantastic. And the other thing is, we don't have to have all the stars for Speedstar to be a success. I mean, Christo Bale and Catch the Thief are in the top echelon of greyhound racing in this country, no doubt. But there was no Simon Tolhallen, no Shimmer Shine. But I think it didn't take away from the spectacle at all. I thought it was fantastic. We had stars over all three distances. So I don't know whose decision it was, Gareth, to take it on board after the remedial works of Sandow, whether it was GRV or whether the Meadows straight away put their hand up. But I loved that we just didn't put it to the side and wait till next May to run a Speedstar. I love that the Meadows took it on and raced it. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, under Ash Baker and his team, I think it's the best advertisement for greyhound racing, the Speedstar. Love the format, love the concept. I think the other codes should take a leaf out of the greyhound's book and racing every 10 minutes, exciting match racing. The thing that I love about it is that it takes bad luck out of the equation. So you get value for your money, because the greyhounds rarely run into some trouble with only two dogs competing against each other.
Yeah, and as we see on every single Speedstar series that we have, there are still updates that occur. So it's not like we're getting $1.10 pops winning every heat. And there's a couple of different things, Gareth. It was a fantastic match race between Christo Bale and Catch the Thief. But then there's another aspect to it, and that was Houdini Boy. He might have won his... We all knew he was going to win his respective race. But then we're looking at the clock. So it's absolutely fantastic in that regard. Be really interesting to hear now with Ash Baker at the helm whether Meadows have something in mind to make it a permanent fixture at their racetrack, because I thought it was handled really well. I really liked the speed that was on the vision, where we could see how fast the greyhounds were going. I think that adds a lot to not just people watching, but I loved watching how fast a couple of those dogs were going towards the finish of their races compared to at the start. I think it gives us a little bit of a great education into the way greyhounds run. So I think big kicks all around, for sure.
I have an idea. I think Sandown, they own the Speedstar. They've done a wonderful job. Obviously, they couldn't run it this year. But we should have a Speedstar at the Meadows and a Speedstar at Sandown. And I think other states should join the party. Have Speedstar racing right across the country. Races every 3 minutes. The best greyhounds in each state doing battle. And then a bit like the Nationals. And the winners of those particular events there in each distance compete on a national stage. Speedstar racing, love it.
We already do, Gareth. See, so South Australia will have some match racing coming out, and the fastest greyhound over the sprint gets a berth into the Adelaide Cup. I mean, how big of an incentive is that? I mean, forget it, even the prize money involved with it, but they've taken it a step further where you get a run into a Group 1 final. That's awesome. We've seen Queensland do it before their big races where Senecky was involved as well. So we haven't seen it so far in, say, WA and not so much in New South Wales, although they did do it around the Christmas gift time last year as well. So, yeah, the other states have jumped on board, and if we can get it... I understand sometimes people might think, Gareth, that it's too much of a good thing is too much, but if, say, Sandown do it twice and the Meadows do it twice, I think once every 3 months would be perfect.
And your mate who punted on the Nuggets is very lucky. Not really. Like the Clippers choked once again. Can you believe that, Georgie? Unbelievable.
Like, yeah, no, they come from 3-1 down in two series in a row, which was unbelievable. But, I mean, he would absolutely know nothing about Houdini Boy. But your fantastic coverage again from you and Jason. Jason Adams did a terrific job. And even if you don't have great knowledge, that's the modern punter that Dapp spoke about. They don't care. They're racing on one-on-one racing, and they absolutely loved it. And he sent me a text and said, well done, Houdini Boy. So all of a sudden, now for the rest of Houdini Boy's career, this mate of mine will be watching intently to see how far he goes. So it brings people into the sport, which is what we need.
Doc Reynolds is looking for Houdini Boy to join their roster. Replace Leonard, probably. Good on you, Georgie.
No worries, mate.